Previously on The Good Wife.
What's wrong?
Over the past month, the fourth-year associates have called our top clients.
We're worried they're thinking of leaving with them. Do you have any insight?
We need to leave by the end of the week.
People want to wait for bonuses.
We can't keep fooling the partners.
I gave an interview to the law advocate.
What did you say?
I talked about the money, the $45,000 that you took.
We negotiated an exit package. Diane gave an interview that exposed the firm to criticism. We're getting calls from clients.
This is my firm.
It was your firm.
What's this? I asked for the Greenberg deposition from March, not November. Are you deaf?
You're the paralegal who's good with computers. Could you help me with my laptop in about 10 minutes?
Oh, good. I need some moving boxes out of Diane's office for you to get a chance.
Chrissy, how are you?
Okay. Hey, Alicia, do you have a minute?
Not right now. How about in an hour?
Sure.
What's wrong?
Nothing. I'm just... It's hard.
I know, but it's good experience, and you'll make a lot of connections for when you pass the bar.
I guess.
Chrissy, I'll be right back.
No, it's all right. I figured out what I want to do.
What do you mean?
Nothing. Everything's good.
We're having trouble downloading files.
You shouldn't be talking here.
Don't worry. Everybody just thinks we're discussing the Zimbalist depot. I spent the whole afternoon trying to download files to take with us, but there's some sort of firewall in the way.
It's David Lee. He's still suspicious that we're leaving.
The clients are coming with us, right? Once they come with us, Lockhart Gardner doesn't own the files. The clients do.
Right, but they can delay delivering the files to us. Once all hell breaks loose, they're not going to want to lift a finger for us.
They'll have to. The clients will sue.
So Lockhart Gardner will just absorb the suit, knowing we can't do a good job representing our clients without their files.
I agree. Hey, we're stealing the clients.
No, we're not.
Okay. By the way, they're going to think we're stealing them. They're going to be pissed.
All right. So what do we do? Well, partners can get around the firewall.
No, that would be wrong.
You don't have to do all the files, just the new ones. Diane's cases.
What's this?
The Zimbalist deposition.
I need the paralegal, the brunette one. Where is she?
I don't know. She's probably helping Will in Diane's office.
Okay. Good luck with the Zimbalist deposition.
So this is surprising.
Hi, Viola. How are you?
I'm good, Will. And it's always good to see you. Especially in such a triumphant state.
So what do you need, Viola?
Oh, may I? You know, Diane and I were great friends in law school. But we were always in competition. The same jobs, the same boyfriends, same everything. So this judgeship is hitting quite hard.
You want one.
That would be nice. But I feel that her advancement started when she stole... Actually, you both stole a client from me.
Have you seen that paralegal? What's her name?
No, I haven't seen
her. Oh, that's why I'm here. You're paralegal. She's suing you. Chrissy is suing us, and Diane, and the firm.
For what?
For a hostile work environment.
That bitch, I can't believe it.
David.
No, that's okay. There's a lot worse than that in the complaints. Something, unfortunately, that might upset Diane's confirmation.
So this is between you and Diane, which is collateral damage?
No, this is between a firm and a paralegal, and we're all just slaves to the facts.
You're getting better.
Getting out my aggression.
It's a turn on.
So.
Work again? Go ahead, take it. I'm fine.
No. Finally, I don't have to take it.
We have to talk about the inauguration.
No. You have to talk about it.
What's that mean?
6 days.
Then you leave? Oh. I'm going to miss this office. You sure you want to go?
Okay, Eli. What's the problem?
You don't know where you want the inaugural ball moved to the governor's mansion, but traditionally it's held at Exposition Hall, and I'm getting some trouble from the unions.
Wait, what?
You want the inaugural ball moved to the governor's mansion, but the unions are threatening to strike if you move it because it's a non-union.
Okay, wait, Eli, wait. I never said anything. I don't know what you heard. But your office called me and asked me if it would be fine to move the ball to the governor's mansion. And I told them what I'm telling you. I don't care.
So you didn't ask for it to be moved to the governor's mansion?
Does it sound like me to say I want it moved to the governor's mansion?
But Nora said that Mrs. Florek insisted.
And there you go. I have a partner's meeting. Good luck.
Nora, is Mrs. Florek there? No. The Mrs. Florek that asked for the inaugural to be moved to the mansion.
Hello, Mr. Gold. How are you? Diane, my God, look at you.
Oh, Fran, Lyle, hi. It's been forever.
Well, we were in Lyon for the spring. You look fantastic.
Well, thank you. I'm Mrs. Kurt.
Good to meet you. Must be the lucky gentleman.
These are my oldest friends, Francesca and Lyle. I set them up.
Blind date, right out of law school. Which reminds me, I heard Viola was in town. Did you see her?
Viola Moss? No.
And what have you two been doing today? You smell like you've been camping.
That's gunpowder.
We were out shooting this morning.
Guns. Really?
Smith and Wesson, Model 29.
Well, that's a new side of you, Diane.
Oh, sorry. Do you mind? I should take this.
Are you a hunter, Mr.
McVeigh? Oh, McVeigh, like the other.
What
man.
Other?
The one who, the one he's dead now. No, the one who,
blew up the Alfred P. Murrow Federal Building in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Well, what's going on?
It's your old friend Viola Walsh. She's suing us. She got one of our paralegals to accuse us.
Well, I don't know what that has to do with me. You all pushed me out, remember?
She's saying you sexually harassed her.
She what?
How's that going to look to your friends in the Supreme Court?
And this is what I say. She slimes us, we slime her. We get Kalinda on this, find out everything in her past, everything we can use.
Wait, who said that I harassed her?
Chrissy Quinn. She said that you asked her to prostitute herself to a client, that Carrie showed her how he masturbated, and I asked her how she lost her virginity.
And I tried to rape her. I don't even know who she is.
The United States has the highest percentage of civilian gun ownership.
Slimer, that's what I say. This is blackmail. They want a quick settlement.
It's Viola Walsh, Diane. She's got an issue with your judgeship.
Tell me what you need me to do.
So you don't think Sandy Hook changed anything?
I think that the Second Amendment keeps everything from being changed.
But did you see those kids' bodies? Did you see the photos?
What I don't understand is how your guns could matter more
than that.
I
didn't say that. You're making that connection.
No. How are we doing?
Good, I think.
Great.
Well, I think we should, we're meeting some friends, Diane.
Join us. We're almost done.
No, we'll call you then. We'll arrange lunch some other time.
Okay, say hi to the kids.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Stimulating conversation.
Your friends have some strong opinions.
So does my fiancé.
You knew that about me.
I do. If we settle for $2 million, insurance will cover 40%, but we may lose some clients.
No, we fight it.
Then we have to move quick. So, who do we got to represent us?
I'm sorry. I have to hit 10,000 paces or my bangle gets mad at me.
We'd like to hire you, Miss Chester.
Actually, we're considering hiring you.
We're being sued by a female paralegal for being a hostile workplace.
And how long has this paralegal worked for you?
2 years. Why?
I don't know. I keep asking questions until they make sense. And who's representing her?
Viola Walsh, a lawyer from L.A., but she's opening up offices here.
Is she tall?
A bit. 5'7".
You're kidding me. The worry, Miss Tassioni, is that we're in a transition period at the firm and that this suit could be used to hurt us.
So, you think this suit is about your transition period?
Yes.
Okay, then we move fast. Call this tall lawyer's bluff. Arrange depositions now. And I'll get your investigator, Kalinda, right?
Right.
I'll get her looking into this paralegal's background. Slime her before she can slime you.
When can you start?
I got a known time. I'm going to submit. I'm just going to smile away.
to the right. A little to the left. To the left, good. And you can put the seal over there.
So, Jackie, what are we doing here?
Rearranging.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the seal would look good there?
There? Why not the men's room?
Mr. Gold.
Take it down and put the seal back up in its place.
What are you doing, Mr. Gold?
Putting the state seal back up and keeping every reporter from asking if the governorship has gone to Peter's head.
See, one, Eli, it's not wrong to put such a beautiful portrait in a place of prominence.
Maybe it's not wrong, Jackie, but it is stupid. Perhaps you and I should have a little talk. Put the seal back.
Yes, sir.
Jackie, you and I have had some times together.
We have, over the years.
And we've had some disagreements along the way.
Not so many.
But now your son is governor, and any disagreement results in bigger issues, so we need to stop. Whenever you want something changed around here, no matter how small, no matter how insignificant, you have to ask.
Certainly.
No. You have to ask me, not Peter, not Alicia, not the little fairies that sit on your shoulder, just me.
He's my son, Eli. You can't keep me from speaking to my son.
I can, actually. You don't want to challenge me on this, Jackie. Not the campaign manager that got his candidate elected by 6 points.
I'll talk to Peter.
Do that. I'll have him call you in 20 minutes. The call will last exactly 4 minutes, so keep it quick.
Hi.
Hi.
Christina Quinn. The paralegal who used to work here. I need everything that you can find on her.
To her?
Yes. Work history, sexual history, anything that would be... Where do you get your hair done?
Where? I don't know, different places.
I wish my hair would behave. It just flops. Flop it this way or that way. You need this paralegal?
The one suing us? Yeah.
What do you think of her?
I think she's very young.
You read her accusations?
Yes.
She accused everybody of improprieties but you.
Yeah, I saw that.
Are her accusations true?
No.
But you're hesitant.
No, I just think some things are open to interpretation.
Do you think sexual harassment is open to interpretation?
No.
Okay, time to walk.
Look at us. Out to save the world.
Who took that? Viola Walsh, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, here you are in my apartment for the first time in 5 years, and my guess is that you have something to get off your chest.
Are we that obvious?
A bit. What is it?
How well do you know Kurt?
What?
He disagrees with you about the right to bear arms. Look, he disagrees with me about that. I disagree with him. It's not a stumbling block.
That's his views, Diane. All his views. He supports Sarah Palin.
I know. I can't believe it. I fell in love with a Palin supporter.
It's not funny, Diane. Did you see her? She's back on Fox.
If you don't watch Fox.
They show clips on Jon Stewart.
His views on Obama and secessionism.
Okay, so what is this? An intervention?
No, it's just issues matter. I know we're all supposed to disagree and smile and go home and pretend it's all some big tennis match, but people end up poorer. Guns end up killing people. Global warming keeps destroying...
Are you saying I shouldn't be happy?
No. What I'm saying is, do you really know who this guy is? Do you know his religion, his politics?
Thanks for stopping by, but I actually do have to go to work.
No, Diane, please, just sit and talk.
Fran, Lyle. If I fall into a life of addiction, then please do intervene. But don't for this. Not for love.
The best advice you ever gave me, Diane, when I met Lyle, was make sure your love can survive outside the bubble. I give it back to you.
How long have you worked at Lockhart Gardner?
Shall we say hello first?
Hello. How long have you worked at Lockhart Gardner?
2 years.
Who hired you?
Alicia?
Florek? What were your duties?
Paralegal. Typing up briefs, researching cases, making copies, that sort of thing.
How did you lose your virginity?
Objection. How is that relevant?
Chrissy charged in her complaint that Alicia Florek asked her how she lost her virginity, so I'm just asking, what was the answer?
I didn't answer.
Was there anyone else there when she asked you this?
Myself, Cariagos, our client, and six other associates.
And the issue of virginity came up?
Well, it didn't come up. The lawsuit was about someone selling their virginity online and the difference between implied and explicit contract.
In other words, you didn't bring up the issue of virginity. It was the issue of the lawsuit?
Do you want to take over the questioning?
Sure. Was virginity the subject of the lawsuit?
Yes.
And how did you come to ask Chrissy about her loss of virginity?
The other associates were discussing their experiences, and I saw Chrissy laugh to herself. I thought she had something she wanted to share, so I asked her, did she have something to add?
Those were your exact words?
They were.
Wow. I can see why you're suing.
But then what happened?
Cariagos asked me to stay late on the Ginsburg case.
And this was a sexual case, too?
Yes, prostitution.
Our Gardner just seems to obsess on these sexual cases.
Is that a question?
No. It's just an odd observation. Then what happened during your late night work on this case?
Cary showed me how he masturbated.
And how did he show you this?
With his hand? His right hand?
And it was just the two of you?
Yes.
And what was being discussed at the time?
Plea bargain. The state's attorney offered to sit down with us and discuss a plea of 3 years.
And you didn't think much of it?
No, I didn't.
So when Chrissy reported this offer to you, what did you do?
I made a gesture.
A gesture of masturbation?
Yes.
And by this gesture, did you mean, this is how I masturbate?
No.
What did you mean by it?
That it was a pointless exercise.
Strike two. Maybe try something other than sex.
Had you ever seen this partner?
Howard Lyman? No. He's the oldest partner. He only comes in every now and then.
And he sent you an email about a week ago. Can you read it?
Chrissy, I need to discuss something with you. Please come to my office at 1 p.m., enter quietly, and sit down at my desk.
And you had no case with him?
That's correct.
And then when you got there, what happened?
He took off his pants and exposed himself to me.
We have a problem. Howard Lyman.
Look, I told you, we're not having the inaugural at the mansion. We moved it to a union house.
But you won't call off the strike.
That's right.
Why not?
Because your guys supported Scott Walker in Wisconsin.
Oh, come on. It's a governor in a nearby state. You had to show some support.
Eli, unions in this country are endangered. Every time someone comes out in support of Scott Walker...
So you're going to protest our inaugural? That is blackmail. That is bad faith.
It's not just you, Eli. We're making a stand across the Midwest. Don't take it personally.
You told me it was about the mansion. I got Jackie to back off the mansion. Now you're saying...
Jackie Florek?
What? Yes, why?
How's she doing?
Jackie, she's fine. Why?
Say hello for me, huh?
So, what do we ask him?
Whether he brought Chrissy here and if he took his clothes off in front of her.
Oh, my God!
What time is it?
One.
I don't have a meeting from 2.
You have a meeting now. We have a problem.
She came in here. I didn't ask her to. I didn't invite her in.
But you didn't have your pants or your underwear on?
I was taking off for lunch. I take a nap. I get all sweaty on my bottom half.
And
I did not keep her from leaving. Did scream that. We're just offering her some water.
Oh, dear God.
Look, I am the innocent party here. The girl came in here and tried to... She tried to... I don't know what she was trying to do. I was just taking a nap.
What's wrong?
I don't know. But they just got called into the partners' meeting.
Damn it.
It might not be anything. You need to get those files.
Alicia. Diane, how are you? You know, I just got a glimpse of what my life would look like if I'd never started this firm. And I liked it. I liked it a lot. Shall we?
I understand.
understand your frustration, but it isn't what it seems.
It was a joke. A prank, that's all.
In what way was it a joke?
Look, we all knew Lyman's left office lunch without his pants on.
And we'd send out some emails to some of the paralegals.
Not just some women. It was the men, too.
So you sent this email to Chrissy from Howard's account?
Yes.
Still haven't negotiated my exit package.
No, we've negotiated your package. You just haven't accepted it.
Do you want to talk or not? Give me my gun control case, and let me finish out the Sonya Rucker contract, and I will agree to the terms.
You'll keep your clients in-house?
I'll do everything I can. One more thing. Indemnify me against this case.
This Howard Lyman thing is BS.
Good. Then indemnify me.
Sure. Whatever you want. Good luck.
Not with a bang. The Sonya Rucker contract.
Excuse me?
You're downloading my file. I couldn't access it.
No, I think I stumbled.
Lisa, I talked to Will. It's my case. There's a firewall protecting it.
Look, my mistake.
Stay a few hours.
Okay, I'll come back.
I want to meet your friends, Kurt. Your best friends.
Why?
Don't you find it odd that we've been talking about marriage and I've never met a single one of your friends?
Oh. Is this about your friends yesterday?
Do you remember their names?
No. Is that important?
I want to meet your friends.
Lockhart Gardner, you worked at Hoffman Ross, is that correct?
Yes, why?
And did you ever make an accusation against your boss there?
What, is this a fishing expedition?
It is. Luckily, it's a deposition. Did you ever make an accusation against your boss there, Chrissy?
Because we have the texts on your Lockhart Gardner cell phone.
How very NSA of you.
It's our cell phones, our property.
Did you ever make an accusation against your previous boss?
Not an official accusation.
How about an unofficial one?
He came on to me.
Yes, you accused him of taking off his clothes in your presence.
Okay, that is so dirty.
I'm just saying,
you are trying to make a coincidence that all these bosses want to take your pants off.
We got rid of most of the charges, and we lucked into something that neutralized the Howard Lyman threat. Thank you, Kalinda. But we still have two issues. Do you mind if I eat? I missed lunch.
Please.
Two problems. Well, three. Chrissy is suggesting that you, Diane, prostituted her out.
I have no idea what she's talking about.
And that you, Will, created a hostile workplace by sleeping with underlings in your office.
I can answer that.
Have you noticed I'm the only one in the clear here?
Now, here comes the third problem. Kalinda?
I found this saved onto Howard Lyman's IT file. It's from his laptop.
Hey, why don't you come over here and sit on Daddy's lap, huh, honey?
Oh, dear God.
Who is that?
Another paralegal. Lacey Aitkins, hired last year.
This should have no impact on this lawsuit. The fact that he approached another paralegal has marginal bearing on this case.
Or you can tell yourself so.
Thanks, Diane.
So we bury it. and get rid of Howard.
Will, I was looking into the partner decorating stipend. About a month ago, Alicia stopped decorating her office. Did you ask her to stop?
No, why?
I don't know. Just found it odd.
Lift. Think of the ball as your grandkids. There you go. And up.
I'm sorry, Jackie.
What are you sorry for, Mr. Gold? You made yourself very clear. Beth, I'll be with you in a minute.
I'm sorry because I've had a change of heart. I find... I need your help.
My help? No, no. There's too much chance of disagreement between us.
Jackie, I'm apologizing.
And I'm telling you, you have no reason to apologize. You were right and I was wrong.
And what do you say we dance? So, forward, two, three, and go back. Really feel it in the arm.
Okay, what do you want?
Control of the inauguration.
Really?
All right.
Control of the ball.
And decorating of Peter's offices.
Agreed.
Good. What kind of assistance do you need?
You know the food service union chief?
No. Who's that?
Ronald Erickson.
Oh, yes, Ronnie. How is he?
This is his number. Give him a call.
I like Diane a lot. I wanted to be like her.
And you went to her with this client's undue attention because you liked her.
Yes. I know Mr. Gainsborough is one of her top clients, but I told her what he said.
That you looked hot.
Yes, and that he kept watching me and asked me my bra size.
And what did Diane say?
She said, don't worry about it. He meant it as a compliment. That's when I lost my respect for her.
Yes, I can understand that.
Chrissy never mentioned she was uncomfortable with Mr. Gainsborough's comment.
Yes, but she came to you, Ms. Lockhart, and told you what he said.
Yes.
And you told her to take it as a compliment and let it go.
Yes.
Comments about being hot, questions about bra size. These are compliments?
From a gay fashion designer, they are.
So, you're saying that, strike that. You didn't know... Chrissy didn't know that Mr. Gainsborough was gay, did she?
I don't know. I thought she did. She knew he was a fashion designer.
Really? So now you're saying that paralegals should stereotype fashion designers or anyone who they deem to be someone that might not fit
into... You're in a hole, Ms. Walsh. Best to stop digging.
$1 million.
No.
Oh, come on. It's not going away. Pay us $1 million and it's over.
Viola, you're losing. You're losing badly. We'll make you this deal. Stop right now, and we won't countersue you for filing a frivolous lawsuit.
Well, we still have you in your office conducting sexual relations with underlings.
Oh, I forgot. Here is an affidavit from Mr. Gardner and Tammy Lamotta. They swear that they only had sexual relations once in his office, and she was never in the employ of Lockhart Gardner, so she was not an underling.
And this is the only time you've ever had sex in your office?
It is.
Well, that wasn't true, what you just said.
What?
That wasn't the only time you had sex in your office. You don't remember?
No, I mean, I do. But it was... We didn't have sex.
Are we defining sex more restrictively? Because as I remember it...
I don't think we want that to get out.
I agree. But your affidavit could prove problematic because at the point in time we're talking about, I was an underling.
Wait. We did it in there, didn't we? Technically, that's not my office. That's my bathroom.
Chrissy did only say, in your office, didn't she?
Yes, sex in my office, so... We didn't have
have sex in my office.
Good. Good. Thanks.
Thanks.
That was weird, wasn't it?
Talking about 2 years ago? Yeah, that'll be on my mind for the rest of the day.
Just the rest of the day?
We have another problem. Viola wants to open the Howard Lyman charge again.
You're crucifying me. It's like McCarthyism all over again.
Why, what does she have?
She just emailed it to me.
Hey, come over and sit on Daddy's lap, huh, honey?
That's a lie. Where'd this come from?
You taped it, you moron.
Is the same one you showed us?
Yes, the one we were going to keep private.
How did they get it?
I don't know, but the worry is they did.
Someone's feeding them our dirty laundry.
Yes. Now, question is who?
I shouldn't bring up Obama.
Bring up anything you want.
Your friends better hate me, don't they? I don't want this to poison us, Kurt.
Well, let's go then. We don't need to do this.
No, I'm curious. Let's meet your friends.
Gee.
Kurt, there you are.
Hey.
And this must be Diane. We're the fire-breathing crazy.
Hi.
Oh, that went well.
Yep.
You didn't like him.
You mean Janie and Bobby and Tanya the skateboarder? Why wouldn't I like them?
She's a snowboarder.
And how did you meet them?
In class.
Oh, in class. And is this class all women?
You didn't like that they were women?
No, I'm fine with the fact that they were all women. It's just they were all in their 20s.
They are all excellent terminal ballistic experts.
Have you slept with any of those ballistic experts? Why are we getting married, Kurt?
Do you not want to?
I don't know.
Ronnie?
Mrs. Flora.
What is this, Mrs. Flora? That's new.
Jackie. I'm intimidated now. You're the governor's wife. Mom.
I'm still good old Jackie O.
Do you remember that time on Georgie's boat?
Yes, very well. Do you?
We were a lot younger.
You weren't that much younger.
I've gone gray.
Gray suits you.
Janice will be thrilled that I ran into you.
Yes. She wouldn't mind if I took old Ronnie out for a drink, would she? It's been such a long time.
You got a problem?
Just one.
Someone in our firm is feeding evidence to Viola Walsh so she can attack us. I've been asked to find out who.
And?
It's one of your rebels.
How do you know?
Because he left a lot of fingerprints on an email he sent to Viola.
Glenda, do me a favor.
I just did you a favor.
Give me another.
I have to tell Will.
I know. Give me an hour head start.
30 minutes.
We need clients. We need...
You don't sabotage your own firm.
Lockhart Gardner isn't my firm. Florek Agos is.
It's so dumb. They could sue us.
I'm going to fire you in about 10 minutes. We need you to go along with it. Don't say anything.
So I get fired, I lose my bonus, I'm out $30,000.
Well, you shouldn't have gotten caught.
No, we should share our bonuses. There's no reason I should suffer for helping out the whole team.
Oh, helping out
your idea in the first place.
All right, then why should I stay silent when they fire me?
So you're threatening us.
No, I'm telling you. We all share the startup costs. We should share the bonuses.
What do you think?
I think we've got the mafia here. We've been moving software to paper use and had a massive uptick. But, you know, you're a lawyer.
So you're happy with the firm?
Lockhart Guard? Yes.
I mean, you're not thinking of leaving?
Well, I've been hearing rumors that you're leaving for a judgeship. And if that's the case, we might look around.
Yeah.
Why?
Has anyone approached you about joining another firm? A new firm?
Just the usual calls, you know.
But some of our lawyers have approached you, right? I mean, it's all right. They've talked to me.
I don't think I'm supposed to say anything until it's official.
No, I understand. Alicia already told me that she's taking you on, so I'm fine.
Really? Because the firm with the governor's wife on the letterhead is hard to pass. Diane?
Yes, good.
Did I say something?
No, no, it's just, I have to go. I'll call you.
I don't know how you did it. In fact, I don't think I want to know. But the union has backed off. They're not going to strike the inaugural.
I'm so happy, Eli. Up a little higher. Higher.
So we're putting Peter back up again.
Yes. He looks wonderful, don't you think?
And the seal?
I don't know. You have a suggestion?
No, wherever you want.
How about in your office?
You got it up, huh?
Not sure yet.
Hey, I got a sister you can marry.
I'm fine, thanks.
Legal fees, and we will forgive and forget this.
Really? Well, I wasn't keeping score, but I thought the last time I checked, I was ahead.
We just have one more witness. And was it surprising to you that Chrissy accused everybody at the firm but you?
No.
It wasn't? And why is that?
She liked me.
And in what way did she like you?
In a lot of ways.
And where did she like you most?
In the coffee room, in the pantry, and sometimes in the bullpen at night.
So at work?
Yeah.
But Chrissy said she was offended by all the sexual activity at work.
I know. Odd.
Thank you, Kalinda. Your witness.
Okay. Let me talk to my client.
Lockhart Gardner.
sing it already?
We're settling with Chrissy. Compromise.
Could you give me a minute?
Oh, sure. I'll be right up here.
Stability.
What?
Alicia's leaving the firm with Carrie, and she's taking our top clients. Stay tuned for scenes from our next episode.